I have the lion's share in the middle, but it's a good thing 1 John has a very good central theme, and Todd has already touched on it, and I'm going to develop a little bit more, get a little more specific. The bottom line, to whomever this book was written, which we don't know, a lot of times the Pauline epistles tell us it's to the church, it's so-and-so or whatever, but John does not tell us who he's writing to. We can make the assumption by the context that whoever it was, there were some sort of issues. Todd alluded to that. Maybe it was a Gnostic teaching. Whatever it was, there were some people that were having problems with some other people in regards to their teaching, and John was trying to straighten them out. And it appears that the one group, according to John and what he's talking about, were not children of God. And so that's what we're going to look at. We're going to look at children of God and the children of the devil. Just through our common sense and our observation, we can see that we are like our parents. Okay, as you get older, you're going to find that out. The older you get, the more you are like your parents. Because those of you that are in your 20s or even your teens, you're saying to yourself, there is no way I am going to be like my parents. That is going to be the last thing in the world that I want to do. Because your parents, maybe they irritate you and they do all these things that you don't like. And I remember thinking the same thing. My dad's 88 years old right now, and he's looking like my grandfather even more and more, and I'm acting like him, and Rebecca is acting like her mom, and she's doing those things that I can remember 30 years ago, which, by the way, we had our 35th wedding anniversary as Rebecca was walking on the trail, but anyway, that's the way it goes. We do. We are like our parents. And interestingly enough, when God is our parent, when he's our father, we should be like him. And there are certain characteristics that John talks about that designate who your parents are. Either you're a child of God or you're a child of the devil, one of the two. And John tells us there's ways to tell. And Todd mentioned several of them. The last section that he dealt with was loving the world. If you love the world, you're a child of the devil. All right. I don't have time to go verse by verse, but I'm going to pick a couple of key things that John talks about. This is how you can tell whether you're a child of God or child of the devil. In verse 9 of chapter 3, it talks about if you continue in sin, what's that tell you? If you continue in sin. And most translations, most commentators, it's the idea of continual, habitual sin. And John says it real plain. Todd was very good when he said, it's black or it's white. And that's the way that John is. If you continue in habitual sin, you are not a child of God. Okay. That's all well and good. What is continual, habitual sin? Well, now, get to study that. You'll find about 20 or 30 different ideas for 20 or 30 different authors. But to me, it's not hard. It's not hard. If you, in your life, style, and pattern, continually sin, no regrets, no cares, no confession, you're basically, in your actions, rebelling against God, what's that tell you? That God isn't in you. Because true believers, they sin, but they don't continually, habitually rebel against God in regards to their behavior. That's the bottom line. That's pretty easy to understand. And so, but don't get carried away here in regards to what is that continual habitual sin entail? Does it have to be something really nasty? No. Think of the people that you know that are religious, okay? They're religious. in their actions. They go to church, but they still have a pattern of rebellion against God. Just because you go to church doesn't mean that you're a Christian. Okay. It's your heart and your life and how you live your life. Another thing, do you love your brothers? John talks about, if you love one another, you're a child of God. What's that? Oh yeah, I love everybody. Okay. Well, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to do it. Is your life characterized by a selflessness for your brothers? A lot of you did a great job displaying selflessness when people didn't have power. I know, Todd, you had a bunch of people at your house. I think you did anyway. Okay? Probably got old after a while. You were loving it. You know, I mean, the people were there. But yeah, if you got to be honest, yeah, it's probably getting old. Probably glad when their power came on, they went home. But selflessness. You opened up your house. You said, come on, stay here. All I had to do was plug in my freezer and keep everybody's food cold. You know, that wasn't too big of a deal. Oh, yeah, the Justin and Patty came over. They just wanted to go swimming, so that's all. And Justin wanted to be halfway to work, so that worked great. But anyway, that's what it's about. Do you love one another? Do you keep his commandments? Well, that's kind of a broad category. Do you keep his commandments? Kind of goes along with not habitually sinning, all right? Do you keep his commandments? Todd already alluded to it. Does the world hate you? 1 John talks about that. We know that the gospel is an affront to those that are a child of the devil. Does your testimony, not that you have to, I'm not talking about being obnoxious here. I don't think your testimony needs to be obnoxious. But does the fact that you're a Christian turn people off sometimes because they know they're not? Is it an affront to them, the gospel, by the fact that you share your faith? Is the Holy Spirit evident in your life? It's another one that John talks about. Is the Holy Spirit evident in your life? And that can be the not habitually sinning. That can be loving one another, because it's probably against our nature to be selfless. I mean, think about little kids. That's how we know that the sin nature is imputed to all men. You look at little babies, okay? They are born caring about themselves and only about themselves. Okay, so that's our very, very nature. But John talks about that if you are selfless, if you love one another, and if the Spirit is evident in you, then you're a child of God. And then there's two, what I would consider almost doctrinal things that he talks about in this section that I had, one of them in chapter 2, one of them in chapter 3. Two doctrinal things that are very, very critical in regards to, are you truly a Christian? Number one is Jesus Christ. What do you do with Jesus Christ? Is Jesus Christ the Son of God? Okay? Because contrary to popular belief amongst other cults, we'll call them, if Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, and that's what you believe, you are not Christian. John says it very clear, very plain, black and white. If Jesus Christ is not the Son of God, and that's what you believe, you are not a Christian. And not only not the Son of God, but was he not the incarnate Son of God? John talks about that as well. He was the Son of God, but he also came to earth and did what he did and died on the cross as a man. Those are two very critical issues in regards to doctrine. There might be some of those fuzzy areas, like whether you can, whatever, okay, some areas of liberty, but those two aren't fuzzy. There's no wiggle room, there's no gray, it's black and white. If you don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and he was incarnate in the flesh, you are not a child of God. And apparently, this other faction that was going on must have struggled in those two areas, because John made it very clear to the people that he was writing that was one of the ways that you could tell the spirit of the Antichrist. And that is a strong word. Todd mentioned that. That is a strong word, Antichrist. But anybody that is not a child of God is, in essence, Antichrist. No in between. You either are or you're not. And that's a lot of what John is all about. And he was addressing this issue that these believers were struggling with. Okay. Really straightforward. Okay. I did good. I know I could. All right. I think we got to sing one more time.